Good morning. Today we are discussing two mitzvahs from the Torah, two mitzvahs mideoraisa that we can fulfill on Erev Yom Kippur, the day before Yom Kippur, and potentially not at any other time. So these are two special mitzvahs that we have, and obviously we should be very strict about them come Erev Yom Kippur. So the first one, the Shulchan Aruch Paskes as follows, Mitzvah le'echol be'erev Yom Kippur u'laharbas be'suda, that's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and to increase the suda, to have more than we typically eat. This is a mitzvah that is well known, and this is a mitzvah that we love to fulfill eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is a mitzvah min haTorah, it's a mitzvah mideoraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us schar when we eat on Erev Yom Kippur as if we fasted on Erev Yom Kippur. So in other words, we would have fasted 2 days straight. Effectively, we are fasting 2 days straight. If we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it counts as if we fasted on the day before Yom Kippur, and we are fasting on Yom Kippur itself. So that's 2 days of fasting. There are a number of interesting discussions in the poskim as it relates to this mitzvah. One is, are women obligated as well or only men? On the one hand, women are not obligated in positive mitzvahs that are time-bounded, mitzvahs ase shazman grama. And indeed, this is a mitzvah ase shazman grama. It's only on Erev Yom Kippur that we have this mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And accordingly, maybe women are not obligated. On the other hand, the entire source for this mitzvah is the pasuk v'inisem es nafsho sechem, that we have the inuyim, the afflictions that we're required to do on Yom Kippur itself. For example, not eating, not drinking, not washing ourselves, etc. And the limud from that pasuk is that applies to Yom Kippur, but on Erev Yom Kippur we have a mitzvah to eat. So the limud would go as follows: just as women are indeed obligated on the inuy to refrain from eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, so too, because that's the source for the pasuk, for the limud, to also eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So just like they're obligated to refrain from eating on Yom Kippur, they are obligated as well to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and that would be the sign that indeed women are obligated in this mitzvah. There's another interesting discussion of the poskim. When does this mitzvah start? Does it only start in the daytime of Erev Yom Kippur, or does it start the night before? And there are poskim that say that it starts the night before, and you can have a suda the night before. And there are poskim that says that there is no mitzvah until daybreak Erev Yom Kippur. Poskim also explain that it's not only a mitzvah to eat, but also it's a mitzvah to drink as well. Drinking and eating, that's the mitzvah. But there is a machlokus in the poskim, a discussion in the poskim, if you have to eat a minimum amount in order to fulfill this mitzvah. So there are indeed poskim who are of the view that you do indeed need to eat a minimum shiur or drink a minimum shiur in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The amount that has to be eaten is a koteves b'chdei achilas pras. So that is a date that has to be eaten within a certain amount of time, a dry date that has to be eaten within a certain amount of time. It's a machlokas, how quick is it? And also drinking has to be milo lugmav, which is your cheekful. So there are poskim that say that you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah if you eat smaller amounts than this. And the rationale for this is just like the prohibition to oraisa to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to eat a koseves b'chdei achilas pras and to drink a milo lugma. The same thing would apply to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the day before. You would have to eat the same amount. Nonetheless, there are certain chasidim, ein se maisa, people who are very strict about mitzvahs, that they eat small amounts all day long, even if they're not fulfilling the minimum shiur of the first shita. But nonetheless, they say that you're fulfilling the mitzvah by having even smaller amounts. And they refer to the Ksav Sofer, who says that with every amount eating, every amount drinking, even the smallest amount, you do indeed fulfill this mitzvah. Nonetheless, everyone acknowledges, everyone agrees that there is a special mitzvah of having a Su'uda Hamafsekes to wash and have that special Su'uda before the beginning of the fast. We wash, we have bread, Many people are noheg to have lechem mishnah because it's a day of a yontif. It's like a Shabbos. It's like a yontif. We put on the clothing for Shabbos before the su'uda, and we eat more than we normally would. Now, what do we eat on the su'uda? So there are many people who are noheg based on a tour, quoting a medrash, to eat specifically fish for the su'uda mafsekes. So just to mention that there's some people who have two su'udas. Some people have two su'udas, the su'uda mafsekes, and have an additional su'uda in the morning. That's actually what I do when I got back from shul. For breakfast, I wash, I have a su'uda, and then have the su'uda mafsekes later on in the day. So in that later meal, the su'uda mafsekes, there are many people that have fish. Based on the Torah, quoting a medrash that there was a certain tailor who spent a lot of money in order to have fish at his special su'uda on Erev Yom Kippur, so too we do the same. There's also a famous minhag, a popular minhag, that we eat kreplach, that is wrapped up meat on Erev Yom Kippur as well. One of the reasons is that there's a wrapping on the outside and the delicious on the inside, and that reflects our deen at this time of year, that it's all wrapped up and we don't know what's on the inside, but please God, we will have a wonderful year and be able to unwrap the delicious inside of a lovely gzardin that we will, Amir Tzashem, have for the coming year. So that's why we have kreplach. The minhag is to have not red meat, but to have chicken on the inside, white meat on the inside. And there's also certain minhagim to not eat spicy food on this day, to not have certain types of eggs and hot milk products. So various minhagim to avoid certain foods, especially those that will make it more difficult for us to fast, to not have aged wine, heavy wine the entire day, that makes us tired. So there are various beautiful minhagim as to what to eat and also what not to eat. The second mitzvah of the day, a very important mitzvah. It's so easy to fulfill this mitzvah, but it's so easy to forget to fulfill this mitzvah, is there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, adding on to Yom Kippur. So indeed, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that we stop eating before Bein Hashmashos, before sunset, because we have a mitzvah of adding on to the Kodesh, to adding on to the Yontif from the Chol. So we're going to start the Kodesh, we're going to start Yom Kippur early. The mitzvah is not only stopping to eat and drink, but to start all the other Enuyim as well, to not wash, to not anoint ourselves and the like. So that is the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, adding on to Yom Kippur. And there are many poskim that say that we actually actively have to verbalize that we are now accepting upon ourselves Yom Kippur. We are accepting upon ourselves the mitzvah, the Tosefes Yom Kippur. According to a number of poskim, it is not sufficient to simply not be eating and drinking and to not do the inuim. It's the mitzvah, according to many, is we actively have to accept upon ourselves the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So that means before Shkia, before sunset, a number of minutes, it's a machlokas, how many minutes, a minimum of 2, 4, whatever it is, a number of minutes before we're on the way to Shul, we should simply say, I am now accepting upon myself Yom Kippur, the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, in order to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Midoraisa of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So there we have two special mitzvahs of the day. Number one, eating, a mitzvah Midoraisa to eat. Number two, special mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Some poskim say that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos that we all have all year is indeed Derabana, not Deraisa. Other poskim say that it is Deraisa, but regardless, it's all learned from the mitzvah that we have of Deraisa, mitzvah that we have of Tosefes Yom Kippur, adding on to the Yom Kippur, starting it a number of minutes earlier by actively saying, I am accepting upon myself the mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's easy to do, it's simple to do. It's sometimes hard to remember to do it, and that's where we have to put in the effort. It should be a wonderful, meaningful Yom Kippur, and Amir Tzashem, a wonderful, meaningful year.